on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is John Batchelor speaking with my colleague Anatole Lieben of the Quincy Institute about China's opinion of North Korea, China's opinion of Russia in the war in Ukraine. We especially focus on North Korea and the assessment of its participation, which, as Anatole reports, has now been withdrawn, at least in terms of troops fighting on the ground in Kursk. Here's Anatole Lieben on the disappointment of North Korea and what China makes of it. Much more of this tonight. Pyongyang, in particular Kim Jong-un, now has a seat at the table with Mr. Putin and Mr. Xi, and maybe also the leader in Iran. Is that not accurate? Is China at arm's length from Pyongyang's participation in Ukraine?
Oh, I mean, Pyongyang's participation is obvious and well known.
Right.
Although,
does China approve of it or disapprove of it or have an opinion?
As far as I know, I mean, China did not encourage it, but did not try to prevent it. But you know, the Chinese relationship with North Korea is also, as far as we know, somewhat arm's length. You know, China does not, China certainly doesn't approve of North Korea's nuclear program, because China, you know, likes being part of a small club of nuclear weapon states. It doesn't want to proliferate, as far as I know. But the other thing to note, of course, is that the direct North Vietnamese involvement in the war, in terms of sending, we're not quite clear how many, possibly 10,000 or so soldiers to fight in Kursk, appears to have been pretty unsuccessful. I mean, maybe it was successful in giving the North Korean army some, you know, combat experience and training, but they certainly didn't achieve any great victory, and they appear to have suffered very heavy casualties. And of course, they have now been withdrawn. You know, the North Koreans are not fighting in the Donbass around Pokrovsk or wherever. And so, you know, this was a limited North Korean operation, which so far, I mean, of course, we can't say what will happen in the future, but so far has not been repeated.